Hello, this is Salamando again for Salamando Cast, Episode 3, Questions and Answers 3. A few more email things, and a couple friends of mine decided to pitch in, so let's get up to it. 3-0 said, "You've said you don't like incest, but you use it in your stories. Same with gay stuff. What's the deal?" The answer to this question is that I am a massive raging hypocrite, and it's cool when I do it, but not when other people do it. No. A lot of it is just wanting to add variety to what I'm writing. And yeah, it's true. I don't really care for incest that much. It's not even that I necessarily dislike it. It's just not my bag, you know? It's not my thing I'm into. Especially when paired with incest humiliation. Unfortunately, it seems that virtually every other writer who wants to do sex mage-style stuff is laser-focused on incest humiliation, so I remain almost the only person not doing it as well. And it seems like if it's not about incest humiliation, it's about the depressing existential horror of living in the sex mage world, where all women should feel guilty and all men want to kill themselves. I don't know. Sometimes I just want to try something different. And, or it's just, see, kind of the funny thing about it is, much to my chagrin, as it were, the sex mage world has ended up being kind of the perfect setup for an incest story, because naturally, if all women have sex magic, then they're going to have to deal with the fact that, you know, their sons and uncles and brothers and fathers and such all have a sex drive. And people who like to read and write those types of stories, it's kind of just, it's a natural conclusion to draw from the setting. And no offense to people who are really into it, and, you know, I don't mean to rag on the other writers who like to go into that stuff, but it's just never really been my thing. So it is a little bit aggravating when it seems like 90% of other people writing sex magic type stuff, that's all they ever go to. Whereas, you know, I try to do a variety of stuff, so I don't mind necessarily touching on even incest or humiliation or even gay stuff now and then. Although I don't think I've ever had a story that's been like that was the main point, like that was the theme. But, so I'll throw elements of it in there. If nothing else, it helps flesh out the setting and kind of show that, you know, not everyone in the sex mage world is focused on one specific type of fetish. So, anyway. Yeah, so, no offense to people who are into it, but, I've said it before, but I'm just not into it myself, but I don't necessarily mind throwing it in there once in a while. If nothing else, probably the fact that most of the other people writing this stuff are doing incest, maybe it does influence me a little bit. And a few times I've put it in there as a nod to them, to the readers who do like that stuff. But, yeah, so that's why I'm a raging hypocrite. Anon says, "Why do you throw so much weird lore into the stories? They can be interesting, but it seems most of your readers just care about seeing the down-to-earth femdom relationships. So what's with the demon goddesses and space wizards and living dimensions, as you say?" It's because I have some kind of weird writer's OCD about everything I try to write inevitably turns into superhero stories. Superhero adventure schlock. I don't know why this is. When I was younger, I tried writing all sorts of different genres, be it horror or mystery or such like that. And it would just inevitably become... It would just fall into being superhero stuff. So, I guess with me, there's, you know, this internal world builder that just wants to make interesting shit. And I kind of covered this in the last cast where I kind of said, I wish I hadn't really put that much weird lore into the setting. But I did, because that's just kind of how my brain tends to go, you know. If something just goes on for too long, even in the sex mage world stories themselves, any of them that are actually just really kind of long, they will inevitably at least start turning into, like, good guy versus bad guy situations. maybe that's not actually true and I'm just kind of being oversensitive to it, but yeah, that's just kind of why, because my brain just kind of looked at the sex mage world and saw that it was had this potential to have all this weird science fantasy stuff thrown in there, and as much as I tried to resist it, I kind of ended up just naturally going with it anyway. Plus, I had other settings. I had Severo and Centurions, and that ended up being... I naturally want to flesh that out and kind of add to the mythology of... You know, I've got these... Somehow I ended up with a small multiverse of eroticism. And how do those worlds kind of link together? And again, it just sort of became a second nature thing to come up with an expanded lore that was kind of weird. Lena Jones asks, biggest erotic influences? I don't really know. I'm not really sure where the whole femdom thing honestly came from, other than... I guess you could psychoanalyze weird things about my childhood, if you really wanted to. Otherwise, I guess there's... I guess thinking back, there were a lot of, I guess, strong dynamic female characters in a lot of the fiction I read, so maybe that left an impression. I don't know. As for eroticism, like, actual sexual stuff, I don't really know about that either, although I can point out that it's thanks to places like NTCWeb and OrgasmDenial.com that I really kind of... I'd always fantasize about femdom stuff, but I didn't really have a good greater contextualization for it until I came across those sites. And I kind of learned about, like, Orgasm Denial and, like, femdom as, like, a practice or a culture or whatever. So I guess that kind of lent itself some. Mootops asks, what celebrity or porn star or whoever would you want to be dommed by for a weekend? Yeah, funnily enough, I don't really fantasize about celebrities. Not even the porn stars whose videos I liked. But I guess if you were to, I don't know, lock me in a tease mansion for a weekend with a porn star and, of course, give her sex magic to make it really fun. I guess either Little Caprice, because she's super sexy cute, and or Clixon, because she's really sensual, and I imagine she'd be really creative with sex magic. Or Barefoot Princess, who just seems to have the most fun being a sensual sadist, I think, of most of the videos I've seen. So, yeah, giving her sex magic and seeing what she'd do with it would be really fun. But hopefully they'll never find this horrible website of mine and this embarrassing podcast that I've made. Jeremy asks, in your commentary on your game... You didn't talk about the references. What are the references strewn throughout? Most of the stuff in the beginning is, there's a lot of references to, like, fellow femdom writers. Basically, people on my recommendations lists. A good chunk of them. There's, like, a line or two. As you're exploring the neighborhood and downtown, there's a line or two that will point out, like, for example, if you go to the Chinese restaurant in the corner of the downtown, there'll be the sign that says waffles for dinner, which is, of course, a reference to pancakes for dinner. There's a house along the neighborhood, Tabitha's Tease Mansion. That's a reference to Robin Wilde's Tabitha books. I'm blanking on the other examples, and I don't feel like opening the video to try to hunt them down mid-podcast, so mostly just stuff with that. Anon asks, aside from erotica, what else do you write? Like I said, everything I write tries to turn itself into a superhero story, so the vast majority of my creativity is superheroes and adventurers. Even though I'm kind of, at least with superheroes, I still enjoy the concepts of them, but and I can still enjoy a good superhero story, but I'm pretty fucking jaded on a lot of them. Yeah, I used to love comics as a kid. I don't really read them that much anymore, except when I kind of go back and find the short-run stuff I can catch up on quick. You know, the comic book movies are alright. And I don't know. I just have a lot of trouble writing my other stuff just because, unlike with the sex mage world, where I kind of discovered, or at least my eroticism in general, where I kind of discovered my semi-unique take on the genre, as it were, with the way I do supernatural sadistic femdom stuff. I haven't really found that with superhero stuff yet, because every version of superhero things that I could think of has already been done a thousand times. So, I haven't actually written very much of it, even though that kind of stuff is 99% of my creativity, it's maybe 1% of my productivity. So, right now I guess I'm not actually writing much of anything else, other than the erotica, but still have ideas and still kind of trying to work on stuff every now and then. But basically just that. Another Anon asks, if they made one of your stories into a movie, which one and who would star in it? I think Violet vs. Sarah would be a good short movie, or episode of a TV show sort of run thing. I think of all the Sex Mage World stories, having gone back and read some of my older ones, I think Saisho no San is probably the best, probably one of the best of the Sex Mage World stories, and definitely probably the best one to introduce a new reader to. So, of course, it's an ebook exclusive, which means not nearly as many people are going to read it. But that's one where it takes place in the first few weeks of Sex Magic appearing. It follows these three girls as they gain the magic and first have fun with it, then have to deal with the consequences, then each of them comes up with their own ways to kind of deal with the reality of the magic while having to kind of coexist with it. And I don't know, I like the characters, I like the arcs they go through, and I think there's some hot sex in it too, so. Obviously, if they made it a real movie, I don't know how much sex they could put in it. And I've always kind of thought that, trying to simulate sex magic in a movie format wouldn't really work, because it'd probably look very, very silly. It would probably mostly involve a naked dude writhing on the ground while the woman's just sitting there chuckling and ostensibly just thinking at the guy. Wouldn't be very sexy, I don't think. unless, of course, you're into seeing guys writhe naked on the ground. Salamando Flames asks, is anyone finding these interesting? I don't know. I guess we'll have to ask the listeners. Okay, well, that's this, I guess, probably final round of questions. I hope these have been interesting for you. If I get any more, I'll probably do another one of these. Till then, y'all take care, and I will catch you next time.